this is number four, Cedar Snow. Mind you, last year we didn't quite get all the way.
What's it been like this year, though?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, really good. It's been quite exciting, actually, in parts.
What's brought about all the excitement?
Oh, well, we had a bit of a rainfall event down in the Wad Villager, which brought the river up quite rapidly, and we were on the wrong side.
That does create a bit of excitement, a bit of a challenge too. So what happened?
Oh, well, our support driver, John, he's great. He's volunteered before to help us with this journey. He had the ropes all set up, and we threw them across the river, and we sorted it all out, and we held onto the ropes and went across, and then we put carabiners on our packs and we slid them across.
I'd have to say, I'd be a little apprehensive doing that, to put it mildly, Dean.
Well, we had a couple of backup ropes set up as well, in case anyone came loose, and we picked a really safe spot on the river, and we felt that all things considered, it was a very safe crossing, and but highly adventurous at the same time.
And these are the sort of challenges that I guess you face from time to time on a journey like this. You never know what the weather and the conditions are going to throw up.
It was interesting, the young people were saying that to me afterwards, saying, you know, there's quite a lot of things can happen on this journey, Dean. And I said, well, yeah, they can. In 250 kilometres and 12 days, it's not all going to be plain sailing.
What's next? You're at Numerella Public School today.
Yeah, Cooma tomorrow through to Merlingbung, which is a property in the Monero, on the sort of snowy mountain side of the Monero, and we stay in the wool shed there, which is great.
Now, I know there's a bit of a southerly change, just a weak one expected through this afternoon. That's probably not going to worry you, but there's a stronger southerly change expected Wednesday, Thursday.
Great, just as we head into the mountains.
I just thought I'd share that with
you. Yeah, no, we're sort of expecting that, and that's great because it makes the whole top end a bit intrepid, and we'll have to get into our wet weather gear again and put the compasses out and navigate our way through the mists, and who knows, wouldn't it be great if we got some more snow?
It would be. You always enjoy these, don't you? I mean, it's number four, but you haven't lost your passion or enthusiasm?
No, not at all. They're a great group of young people that go in for this. We just put it out there amongst all the schools in the southeast, and it's up to them. And they've got to do the training. There's two training camps. And they're just really keen, and they do take it on board. They realise what's involved. So it's great. I've got a couple of them with me if you want to talk to them.
Yeah, I believe you've got Harley Rainbow and Cade Brown there. So put somebody on the line.
Okay, well, Harley's closest. I'll put him on first.
Okay.
All right.
Harley Rainbow, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, thank you. What's this journey been like so far? Has it been everything you were expecting?
Oh, and a bit more, I reckon.
And a bit more. What's been the bit more?
Oh, just the endurance required. It's just so tough. You don't realise, like they say, oh, make sure you train up and practice your bike riding and take it for granted and don't really do it, and you get here and you're climbing up 700 metre hills.
How tough has that been?
Oh, it's pretty much, when you do one hill for 4 hours, sitting on your bike, it's pretty tough.
What's the sensation, what's the feeling like when you get to the end of each particular challenge, a challenge like that?
I don't know, it just makes you feel good. Like, just, we had to do the escarpment yesterday, and just halfway up, there's just these magnificent views, and it's just so remote that no one's really seen them before. There's a selected few people that have been up there, and like, there's a few people that have seen it, but you're just privileged to be there, I guess.
Did you have any sense before you went that this is what it would be like?
Not really. It's just been a bit of a shock. Didn't really expect as much. It's just so rich.
What's been the best thing about it for you?
Oh, the highlights. Well, last night was pretty amazing. Eric, one of our guide leaders, caught a brown trout with his bare hands. We were all hunting around in the river, and he just pulled one up with his hands.
You'll have to let us in on the secret. How did he do that?
Oh, I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you. We all had our spears, and he just said, you just got to grab them. He just picked one up and ate it for breakfast.
That's a fishing story to tell your grandkids down the track,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, I will do.
Okay. What's next? You're at Numerella Public School today?
Yeah, we're just here at the moment. We're about to head off. We're just going to cruise along the highway and get to camp early, hopefully.
So you're on push bike at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, mate, you enjoy the rest of it.
I shall do. Have a nice afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Cade Brown, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. This is a little different, perhaps, to what your everyday life is generally like.
It's true, yeah. Missing the piano a bit.
Missing the piano. Would have been a bit hard to struggle up that those hills and up to the escarpment with a piano, though.
No, it's pretty hard work.
What have you enjoyed most of it so far, Cade?
Well, there's been some pretty cool parts. That river crossing was pretty exciting. The floods came up pretty quickly, had a bit of rainfall, and just managed to scrape across with some ropes. And, it's been some pretty amazing views going up the escarpment. Yeah, some really nice moments at camp and stuff like that. It's really hard work, but it's really nice.
I was saying to Dean Turner, I would have felt just a little apprehensive. I would have had a few butterflies in the stomach as those ropes were going across the river and realising that that was how I was going to get across.
Yeah, definitely.
How did you do it? How did you approach it, Kate?
Well, it was a pretty strong current, so we got a long rope across the entire of the river, and then we got some carabiners and got right across with the bags. First, we got everyone over so that we were safe, and then we got the packs over separately. A couple of them got wet, but it was pretty successful all around.
And weather-wise, how's the weather treated you? You've obviously got a little bit wet.
There's been some rain, but apparently Dean tells me that every time we're at Noomarilla Primary School at the moment, and we're going up to the wool sheds. Where's that, Dean? That's just up the valley, and we're pretty close to that. And every time we go there, apparently there's a thunderstorm. You know, otherwise it's been pretty cool running.
Well, I can tell you, just looking at the forecast today, there is the possibility that you might get a thunderstorm. There's a southerly change coming through.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, there's a change in the weather too, with a much stronger southerly change. So I don't know if that means rain or perhaps there could be a snow flurry or something for you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Actually sea to snow. They didn't tell us that would actually happen.
Well, it is called sea to snow.
Yeah, it's true. Oh.
What are you looking forward to over the next few days? You've still got a few days to go.
Pretty keen for the wool sheds. We got one tonight and then one tomorrow or the next day or something. So that would be pretty comfortable. It'll probably be a bit smelly, but yeah, shearing's just finished and there's lots of wool. It should be a good few days. Longer days now. We're going right through all day rather than doing short ones up the escarpments and stuff like that. But a lot of riding, a lot of ground to cover.
Thanks, Dean. Just before you go, what's the toughest thing, the head or what you see as a highlight that's coming up over the next couple of days?
Well, we always get thrown curves. You know, by now we've usually had about four or five bikes break down, but that hasn't happened today. Usually this day has been hard on bikes, so I'm expecting that to happen a bit later on. But a lot of it's mental. You know, that's a bit like life, isn't it, really? Mm. You know, a lot of the boundaries that we impose on ourselves are mental ones. And so I think that every one of these young people goes through a moment where they're feeling, oh, crikey, I don't think this is that great. But then the ups are huge as well. So overall, it's a great learning journey.